We've got the D&H boys 4x2 ends up being a 10th place finish today. I guess to start, just your names and your grade.
Devin Lodge, junior.
Jacob Birch, sophomore.
Cameron Decker, senior.
Colin Meester, junior.
All right, so ends up being a 10th place finish here. Slight PR by a few tenths of a second, it looks like. What are your thoughts on how today's race went and how you're able to pull off your best time of the year?
Obviously, I'm proud. You know, that PR just is always good going down. A little disappointed we couldn't get that top eight and get a medal, but it is what it is. We'll come back next year and keep battling.
Yeah, it sucks, but we came in 11th, I think. It's better than second place.
Like Devin said, it sucks we couldn't get 8th and come back with a medal, but the guys have been working all year to get better and better, and it's good to end on a high note with the PR.
Yeah, it was not even that bad of a race. Just disappointed that we didn't come out with a medal, but I'm really proud of my other three guys in my relay, and I thought it was a pretty good run.
Do you guys do anything before the race, like whether it's like some sort of routine or a ritual, like get you guys in the zone or something like that? Anything that you kind of go through before a race?
No, just we do the normal stretches that we're supposed to do, and then obviously we do some build-ups, and then we all always talk to each other and say, we got this, this is our race, and we go from there.
Anyone else? No. I know you guys are a little disappointed about this, but for you guys that are coming back next year, how can you build on this? And I know it's going to be majority of you guys back next year for this.
Oh, yeah, that obviously makes us really hungry, being that close to the top eight place where you get a medal, so obviously this is going to put some fuel, fire in the fuel, and get it going for next year.
We just need to work harder and build off of this.
Yeah, they kind of covered it there. It's going to hurt us without Cam, but we'll take in whoever we can get, and we'll put them to work and hold them accountable, and, yeah, just look forward to next year.
And I know it was a pretty young team. Coach Rengar has been talking to me about it. It's been kind of a building year for you guys, but what kind of growth has this team been through this year, you think?
Amazing amount of growth. I mean, yeah, coming in, we probably didn't look too good, to be honest, but, you know, people stepped up, people did the work, and, yeah, couldn't have asked for a better year, honestly.
After losing all the seniors last year, just stepping up and going to work every day at practice and building up that.
Yeah, after losing a few guys, it was honestly nice to start fresh, and then we had to bring the young guys with us being the leaders, and then we started from the bottom, and now we're right at the state meet, and hopefully we can build on it next year.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.